save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to an OTT Play production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hear this.
Wait a minute.
This is OTT Play.
OTT Play.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Welcome to another episode of OTT Play, Now You Know. One podcast that gives you lesson-known trivia, anecdotes and even facts of popular films and shows. I'm your host, Nikhil. The hit BBC series, Gentleman Jack, set in 19th century England, chronicles the life of industrialist Anne Lister, one of history's first openly lesbian women. Created by Sally Wainwright, the series stars Rayne Jones in the lead as Anne Lister. Gentleman Jack has returned for a second season this past month, with the season finale expected to air on the 29th of May and can be streamed on Disney Plus Hotstar in India. Let's get into some trivia now.
Trivia 1.
Gentleman Jack is adapted from a collection of diaries written by Anne Lister. They contain over 4 million words, with most of them written in a secret code. I bet you didn't know that one.
Trivia 2.
Anne Lister is described as masculine for her time for regularly wearing black attires and researching and studying subjects that men delved into at the time. This earned her the moniker of gentleman, which was used as a slur, whereas Jack was also a slur to describe a lesbian. However, in recent years, Anne Lister's outfits have become an inspiration among the British LGBTQ community.
Trivia 3.
Despite facing social stigma, Anne Lister was self-aware of her sexuality and lived openly as a lesbian, which essentially made her modern history's first lesbian.
Trivia 4.
When the show was initially announced as an 8-part series by BBC and HBO in March 2017, it was titled Shipden Hall after the name of Lister's ancestral home. Did you know that?
Trivia 5.
The show's creator, Sally Wainwright, grew up in Yorkshire near Shipden Hall. Wainwright had dreamt of creating a drama about Anne Lister's life for nearly 20 years before Gentleman Jack was finally produced.
Trivia 6.
Shipden Hall has now become a very popular tourist destination, with its visitors tripling in numbers in recent years after the show's success. As a result, the opening hours have been increased significantly to accommodate this surge in numbers. The exteriors and interiors were used as filming locations for the show. Well, that's the OTT Play, Now You Know, for today. Until the next episode, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
This was an OTT Play production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.